Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Culkin on the 12th floor of the Capitol. Today it's, Tuesday, April 23rd, approximately 1:30. We're meeting today for one item. I have a special meeting on Mitchell Feeds Incorporated, Urban Grain Buyers Insolvency, case number GE11-51. We'll probably have some general discussion and we might be going into executive session. I don't have any opening comments other than that. I would turn it over to portfolio holder if he has any comments, and then for Commissioner Fedorchak.
My only opening comments would be to say that, you know, it's unfortunate that this case has taken a long time to conclude, and I think we're almost there now. And unfortunately, most of the grain is gone, but I think that we need to just finish out the process here and do the best that the law and the conditions allow us for the grain producers.
Okay. Commissioner Georgia?
I don't have any opening comments.
Okay, I guess then what I would ask is the for staff, Alana and Sue, are you anticipating that you need to go and you'd like the request to go in executive session to talk about this, or is there some things that we talked to beforehand?
I think there's probably some things you can talk about beforehand. There are the issues in the memo that I had sent out that was from December. And the one concerning the claim against the seeds, I think, is attorney consultation. The other one about the effective date of the bond and when the claimants, you know, the effective date of the claims, might be something you can certainly talk about in the normal course of business without executive session.
Are those things we can talk about in executive session as well, though, right?
You could, I would say, go into executive session to decide if that issue would be continued in executive session, and if you decided not, you could come out and do it publicly.
Okay. Randy, your portfolio, do you have any preference?
Well, there's a number of issues that, you know, probably fall into a broad category that I'm thinking do not need executive session. There is the one that does certainly need executive session because it is attorney consultation. And if you would prefer, we could do the executive session part first and just see if these other things, if I am correct, that they do not require executive session, so that if, in fact, they do, we could continue it all at once.
Okay. Julie, do you have any preference?
I'm fine with that approach.
Okay. So with that, any objections, counsel and Sue, to go into executive session? Okay.
No.
All right. With that, this meeting concerns Mitchell Feeds, Inc., Roving Grain Buyers Insolvency, PSC, case number GE11-51. The matter may be discussed in executive session. The legal authority for closing this meeting is North Dakota Century Code Chapter 4404, including North Dakota Century Code 4404.19.1 and 19.2. The purpose of the executive session is for attorney consultation. At this time, a motion may be in order to discuss the case in executive session rather than open meeting. So with that, I move the commission convene an executive session for attorney consultation in the insolvency matter concerning litigation, Mitchell Feeds, Inc., Roving Grain Buyer Insolvency, case number GE11-51.
Second.
All right. With that, we have a motion to second. Daryl, if you could call the roll.
Commissioner Culk.
Aye.
Commissioner Chrisman.
Aye.
Commissioner Fedorchak.
Aye.
Motion is approved.
Thank you, Daryl. The executive session will be recorded, and all members of the commission are reminded to limit their discussion during the executive session to the announced topic. Any collective decision, collective commitment, or other final action by the commission must occur after it reconvenes in an open meeting, unless final action is specifically required by law to be taken during the executive session. The prohibition on taking final action during the executive session does not apply to providing guidance or instructions to our attorney or negotiator. We will now ask members of the public who are attending the meeting to leave the room. We anticipate adjourning the executive session and reconvening the open portion of the meeting at approximately, would you say, a half hour is enough time?
I think so.
At approximately 10 minutes after 2. The minutes will show the executive session began at approximately 1:40 and was attended by myself, Commissioner Chrisman, Commissioner Fedorchak, Daryl Nitschke, Esther Jangula, Sue, and Ilana. So with that, if we could shut off the tape and go into executive session.